You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Mass is the new album from the Nashville-based musical duo Friendship Commanders. The record covers a wide range of lyrical themes, including loss and isolation, friendships formed, and friendships lost. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Buick Audra, the vocalist and guitarist for the band, and has more.
I'm really intrigued by the story that you tell on this new album, Mass. And Mass here in part means Massachusetts, but there are other meanings to that word as well.
There are several definitions of the word Mass, and I think they actually all apply in one way or another throughout the story. I am from Miami, but I was moved to Massachusetts several times when I was a kid and then spent my very early adulthood there as well, just sort of aged into adulthood there. You know, started my music life there, like playing in bands and doing all of that. And I ended up in kind of a toxic faction of the music scene and got like excommunicated by someone who had a lot of social capital. And it was like a traumatizing time in my life. And when I moved away from there, I packed the memories up and kind of let it go, just like forgot that it happened. And when a friend of mine from those days died in the summer of 2020, his name was Mark Orleans. He was a noise rock guitar player in a bunch of projects. I started to look back at that season of life and wrote this record about it.
Since you're telling a story like this that has a lot of emotional weight and so forth, I'm wondering if you spent a lot of time sort of going over the lyrics and revising and really thinking about them on a kind of micro level.
No, it actually kind of flew out of me, and some of it was surprising. Like, there's a song called Still Life that wrote itself, and I thought, what part of the story is this? And then I realized that it was like a composite of a bunch of things that were said to me. So I feel like the album had almost like a life of its own, and I got to sort of bring it forward as a writer. But I do love the lyrics, and there are a few that really, like, I think are kind of the essence of the record, like the bridge and Vampire, where I say all the odds aren't the only crystal ball, are they? It's really powerful to me. It made me cry the first several times I sang it.
It's funny because somebody was asking me, you know, I was saying that I was doing this interview with you, and they said, what's the music like? And I said, well, it's sort of like doom metal, but with a pop edge, sort of accessible, heavy music.
Thank you so much for saying that. I really appreciate accessibility is like a word that I've thrown around here and there as well. I'm a huge R&B fan, and I love like sort of pop writing structures and R&B writing structures. But I also think in heavy music, so I think in my brain, some of that got merged and made almost like a pop heavy record in places.
One of the songs that I really love on the album is the song Fail. What can you tell me about that?
So I wrote Fail about Mark, the friend that I mentioned who died. Took the longest to write on the whole album. Musically, it came to me in bits and pieces over the course of like 5 or 6 weeks, I think. I think it was really me coming to terms with the fact that Mark and I had had this really easy relationship for a long time, and it was so easy that I worried that when he died that I hadn't told him how much I'd loved him and liked him all our lives, and I had spent all this time fretting about all of these other relationships that had fallen apart but ours never had. And yeah, the essence of that sentiment was wrapped up in the chorus, we fail a little at a time, we fail who we love. I regret not having been more loud and proud about how dear he was to me. So thanks for asking about it.